routine. I think having a routine is crucial. I think that's what makes you so successful and so efficient is your very routine. And I do something similar. I wake up at 8 almost every day. Today I slept in a little bit and I woke up and I felt like I wasted my morning. And I was frustrated with myself because I forgot to set my alarm. And you're just reducing the amount of variables that can really mess up your day by having a routine. During the week, I'm eating breakfast at the same time, at the same place. I'm eating lunch usually at the same place, and I'm getting dinner from the same place. So I'm making those decisions ahead of time in my routine to reduce the amount of decisions I have to make throughout the day. And that's keeping my willpower. We talked about this in my ACE certification class. I'm taking a course to get certified as a personal trainer. And what we talked about in our last session was willpower and how willpower, especially for new clients, is hard to come by. And no matter what, willpower will diminish. But there are things that you can do to slow that process. And so by having a routine, by having to make less decisions throughout the day, you're keeping that residual willpower for those activities that you needed to, for those passion projects, for your schoolwork, for your extracurriculars, whatever it may be that you're trying to pursue, you need that willpower, you need that drive for those activities. And so by reducing the amount of things that you have to think about throughout the day, you're more enabled to focus on the things that you want to, which I think is crazy beneficial. And so that's why I think separates someone like you and I and other people on this podcast who have been successful in what they're pursuing is, I think one commonality is that they have a pretty consistent routine. They're doing things every day, if not every week, if not every month, that is not the same, but is very similar. They're reducing the amount of variables that's in their day, which I think goes back to almost has a compound effect on people because you're able to have more energy to do the things that you want to do.
Routines are massive though, because they set you up with the consistency. Like you said, it removes distractions. It removes variables from your life. Cause I know I'm waking up at this time. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Like, for example, for me, like I'm waking up doing some sort of morning routine. I'm doing some work before I have class. I go to class. Doesn't matter when the class finishes. I'm going to lift afterwards. Then before 11 or something o'clock, I'm done with everything that I need to do. And I have already finished a whole bunch of stuff. There's no variables thrown at me during the first whatever 6 hours of my day, because I've established this routine that I know this is what I'm doing. And you can even say a little bit more, because after I work out, it's shower and get ready and then go and eat food like every single day. And I go to the same place pretty much every single day for food right afterwards. It retains your willpower. I do think willpower is an interesting thing, because you can take things away from yourself to make your will, like to not have to challenge your willpower at all or test it. But being able to still test yourself in small ways to build that willpower and give yourself a few variables just in case to make sure that you're still building this skill of willpower and not only retaining, but increasing the amount of willpower that you have. I think that that's massive in terms of being able to, I think it's massive when it comes to gaining willpower and staying disciplined on the things that you know that you should be doing. Because the last thing you want to have happen is you put in all this work, and then as soon as you go out with friends one time and you haven't been eating ice cream at all, and you guys go out and everyone's getting dessert and you're getting ice cream, and you just immediately cave because you have ice cream now, or people brought something to a party and you haven't done anything. You haven't had the stuff in forever, but as soon as it's there, you immediately lose all of the traction that you've had for a while.
I think a lot of that comes from peer pressure. Especially in college, it is very easy to fall victim to peer pressure. And I really liked what you said there about the diet was a great example where, yes, you want to do things to avoid decisions that you know are going to decrease your willpower. You don't have to decide if you want to eat sweets or not if you don't have sweets. But I like what you said about training your willpower to have the option there, but be conscious about choosing not to take it. Because I think that's pretty profound, because that's something that we try to instill in our clients who have never lifted before, is we want to build up their confidence and self-efficacy to be able to go and lift on their own, that they don't need me, they don't need their trainer there to be conscious of making the decision to go to the gym, being health conscious. They don't need that. But at the same time, they need to have the willpower to not relapse, which is something we also talk about in trying to train our clients and not to relapse, because there's positive negative reinforcement, or there's positive reinforcement, negative reinforcement, relapse, and extinction. And so you don't want your clients to relapse. You don't want them to have a period where they might get really busy and they don't go to the gym for a week, and then the moment that they have time for the gym, they're not thinking about that. So they just relapse. And that can happen to someone who's an avid lifter. That can happen to someone who's a complete beginner lifter. But going back to the peer pressure, I think a lot of people, and I fall victim to this as well, is it can happen with drinking. It can happen with whatever it may be. I feel like drinking is a good example for us in college. I think drinking in a social setting is very normalized, which is fine. I think having a drink every now and then is not a bad thing. However, if someone makes a commitment where they don't want to drink or they don't want to go out, and their friends are bugging them, they're pushing them to go out, they're handing them a drink, it's hard to say no, but you need to be aware of the people around you who, if you tell them no, that they're not going to keep pushing you because they're your friend. And I think that's what separates someone who is truly your friend and someone who is just kind of like there, who's someone just kind of around. I have no issue with people wanting to have fun, right? But if you make a commitment, you need to stick with that commitment. If you say, I'm not going to drink tonight because I have a test tomorrow and it's Thursday night and your buddies are going out and they're like, come on, like, come on. Like, you know you have that test tomorrow. Like, you've made the conscious decision and you've said to yourself, I have a test. I can't be drinking tonight. And then you fall victim to that peer pressure. You're relapsing. You're letting them take over your willpower. And you need to have that willpower to make those tough decisions, because if you can't make that decision for yourself, who's to say that you're going to be able to make important and crucial decisions for your life or other people's lives in the future? You need to be able to delineate between choosing an action that is just peer pressure, that's a relapse, and something that's going to benefit you.